Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Today during the show, we were doing something. I don't remember what it was. We had a lady on the line talking about her gender reveal party that she was throwing. And you know how they were going to let everybody know the sex of the baby and all that. And it's become such a big thing to do that.
Absolutely.
When you're pregnant. And it spurred multiple messages that came in on our socials yesterday. I'll zip through a few of them. First one says, it's from Cindy. Hey, JKJ, we're having our first baby. We're completely stuck on a gender reveal. Heard the lady today talking about her reveal and thought you might want to turn this into a full topic on the show. We want something memorable that doesn't feel overdone or cheesy. Any creative ideas that fit the Colorado lifestyle without lighting something on fire?
That's it. That part right there.
And she says, help me, Mix 100. That's from Cindy. Swan wrote in and said, morning show fam. We're pregnant, which I hate that.
What do you mean?
We're pregnant, and everyone keeps asking about our gender reveal, but honestly, we hate all of them. The confetti cannons, the powder, the TikTok stuff, none of it feels like us. We still want to celebrate just in a clever or fun way. What would you guys do? Any ideas? A few more that rolled in. It's about the same. Hey, guys, heard you talking about doing a possible baby reveal topic. We're expecting a baby number two. Trying to come up with a gender reveal. Any ideas would help. That's from FJ. Like, sheets and sheets of these came in yesterday. So we were like, we should probably do this as a topic then,
yeah,
I guess.
Absolutely.
So phone lines are wide open. If you've done the gender reveal parties, you're maybe in the midst of planning one right now, we want to hear from you. Give our listeners some ideas. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, Katie, back in the 60s when you had your daughter.
Shut your face, Jeremy.
Did they do these kind of things?
My goodness, that's not, it's not accurate,
70s,
first
I'm
of all.
Sorry, it was in the
70s. 2003 Zoe was born.
I was way off.
My goodness.
Did you
but
do that in 03?
It's funny because, like, something came to mind when we were talking about discussing this today, but it wasn't like a typical gender reveal. So let's go back into the Wayback Machine. And do you remember nursery babies?
Nursery babies, nursery babies. Are those, you like soaked them or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got
so
them wet?
It was like 80s, 90s, and it was a baby that came with a birth certificate and a little hat on their head. And you took the birth certificate and you put it in water, and it would reveal whether it was a boy or girl. Then you take the hat off and it would show you the hair, which would tell you whether it's a boy or girl. And it's so exciting. And me and my sisters, we all got one of these for Christmas one year. And I just remember like us all doing it at the same time. And both of my sisters got beautiful little girls, and I got the boy, and I was mad about it. I wanted a cute little girl for Christmas. I was gonna name her Shelly. I had everything all picked out, and then I got the boy, and I was so, like, my mom wanted to take pictures of us with these dolls, and she, like, the picture is still in my mind as my sister's happy and I'm holding mine by the foot, and I'm just angry about it. I hate this baby so much. So then when I found out I was pregnant, and I was telling my mom, I'm like, oh, we found out the sex of the baby today, and she actually said, she's like, boy, I hope it's not a boy, because I remember your reaction when you found out you got your nursery baby boy. But finding out, like, you, all you want is to have a healthy baby. I mean, that is so true.
For 100%,
sure. That is it. But I really wanted a girl. So when I found out that Zoe was a girl, I mean, I was so elated, and I was like walking on clouds. But again, it was a different time. So it was just the ultrasound technician told us that we were having
basic
a girl. So we didn't do anything big. We didn't, you know, I mean, we didn't really celebrate the sex, yeah, of the baby, but that was a kind of a later thing, I think. I think it was like 2010 and beyond, people were really doing the gender reveal stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think so. And if you've done it, give us a call. Phone lines are already ringing. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I posted this on our Facebook page yesterday. By far the best one that came in was a family that did a Nacho Libre style wrestling match out in their backyard. One wrestler was in all pink, the other wrestler was in bright blue, and they had a full wrestling match. And the one that ended up pinning the other one was the gender, and it ended up being pink. So pink won. That's how they announced having the baby.
And that's fun.
That's how you do it.
Like an elaborate scripted,
yes,
thing. Like that. That's how you do it. And nobody gets hurt. Nobody's,
yes,
offended,
yes,
right? Yeah. Like, that's really funny.
I'm surprised but not surprised by the amount of messages coming in that are like, we just picked up the phone and called people.
I know.
I just showed people the ultrasound picture.
And again, I think
this is stupid.
Social media changed it a little. And you can't be a hater. You just have to embrace the changes. You know what I mean?
It's
like
a small moment of joy and fun in your life. Yeah. Why are you being such a Debbie Downer about this?
Well, and just because you didn't do it, which you get, that's fine.
It's all
but
you. But
yeah, people who did do it.
Don't squish our joy.
It's exciting for them.
Believe it or not, I just called my mom and told her what we were having. Okay.
Don't yuck their yum, right?
Oh, yuck, they're yum.
I hate that.
303-691-1649 will get you in the studios. Britt.
Hi.
Hey, girl. So, did you do a gender reveal?
We did. We didn't do a party or anything, but I still wanted, like, a video just to, like, remember, you know, the special time.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband is a big golfer, so I found these golf balls on Amazon that have colored powder inside them, one pink and one blue. And I gave it to my neighbor to pick out the correct ball. And when he hit the golf, revealing our baby girl.
Oh, so he hit the ball and pink everywhere.
Yeah, so
that's
it
cute.
Just destroys on impact. It doesn't go anywhere, but like, yeah.
You just got to make sure you're putting the right ball down when you do that, you know?
Yes.
Yeah,
so we did triple check, and she gave us the card that our doctor and everything gave us saying it was a girl and confirming. So
see, that's sweet.
I like that.
We had a guy just send in a message. He did that with a hockey puck, too.
Yeah.
Same thing. You whacked it with the hockey stick, and poof, the color. What were you
going to say? Yes, it's so cool.
I just like that you're combining the interests then, you know? Like the golf part and the hockey part with the text we got from Marley. I just think that that's really neat. That's how you make it even more special. So
yeah.
How's your baby girl now?
She is 4 and a half, I guess almost 5. She turns 5 in May, and she is wild child.
Well, time to have another one, Brittany.
Right?
Let's get after it.
There you go.
I don't know. We have 2. They're 8 years apart. I think we're done.
Yeah.
Dunzo. Super
got
cute. Brittany, thank you for calling in today. Really appreciate you.
You're so welcome. Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye.
Well, we had 2 people hang up. Why'd you do that? Call in. Tell us about your gender reveal. 303-691-1649. Here is Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hey. So did you do one of these?
I did, but I was actually calling about my little sister. She did cake pops for her gender reveal, and everyone knew it was going to be a girl. So when it was pink, no one was surprised.
Oh.
However, when the baby was born, we were all surprised to find out it was a boy.
Oh.
It had a little pee-pee ding-ding?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
How did they make such a mistake?
We still don't know, but the doctor came in after he was born and said, I looked back at the ultrasound and it definitely was a girl. So I don't know, but apparently it wasn't a girl.
How does that happen?
So it
late bloomer.
Yeah, it wasn't the bakery's mistake. It was the doctor's mistake.
Yes, it was.
Wow.
He was like, it looked like it was a girl. So
he's like, I thought it was a finger. I thought she just had a big finger.
So her husband was like, well, we won't be doing a gender reveal in the future because clearly they'll get it wrong.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
You don't want to use that quack ever again, do you? Man, oh, man.
But it is a fun story.
Hey, and everybody got cake pops out of it.
Yeah, I know. Cake pops.
Exactly.
That's the best part.
So tasty. Alex, thank you for calling. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye. We didn't do anything real exciting with our kids. With our son, we did the thing where we invited everybody over to the house, immediate family and close friends, and Nicole just made a cake, and she dyed the frosting inside. It was either, you know, pink or blue. So she made the cake, covered it in chocolate frosting, set it on the middle of the table, gave everyone a fork, and then we had to dive in. And as you're diving in, the blue was revealed. And it was like, oh,
that's cute.
So, but you guys already knew. You were just telling everyone
else.
We
knew. We did the reveal, yes, to everybody
else.
And then for our daughter, I'm trying to remember. It was fairly basic, too. I think it was right around my birthday. And I was opening up birthday gifts. And Nicole had put in a onesie. And I pulled it out and it said, like, daddy's little girl.
Aww,
or something like that.
Too.
And so then we was like, yeah, we're having a girl. And everyone freaked out. So kinda.
And you guys were lucky. You got one boy, one girl.
One of each.
Done
and done. I think I went roughly 2 weeks afterwards and got a vasectomy. Done and done. We haven't talked to this person yet. Hi, what's your name? Good morning.
Hi, my name is Andrew. How are you doing today?
Well, we're super dupes. Are you calling about this gender reveal topic?
That is correct. Yes. Yeah, so I had some twins way back in 2022. So in 2021, we had all our friends and family gathered together. We set up two kind of like balloon boards, and it was a 4x4, so 12 balloons total. One filled in with the colors, and there was one color that was more than the other. Everybody was throwing darts one at a time, popping the balloons, and it got down to the last three balloons that were on the board. And when everybody threw the last balloons, it turned out we were having both boys. They were identical twin boys, and it was such a shock for all of us.
Wow. Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. That's a fun way to do it.
That is fun. I like that.
Yeah, that's unique.
Yeah, definitely unique and different. If I could add on a little side story, too, when we kind of announced the pregnancy to everybody, we were all up camping. We told everybody we were taking a picture. We took a video and, you know, hey, everybody, you know, countdown 3, 2, 1. We're pregnant. Yay, everybody, you know, having their reactions and fun. And so then we gathered everybody and we're like, we're going to do a post picture, reaction just to get everybody, you know, in their feelings. And we did it again. And we're like, oh, we're having twins. And it was such a
big
deal. That gave me goosebumps. Oh, Andrew, that's great.
That's really good. That's really
good. It was a good time.
And what an overachiever you are, Andrew.
I know. Jeez.
Wow. You know? Do my best out here.
Two babies, man. Wow. Well done, sir. Yep. Well done. Thanks for calling, Andrew. And God, Lord be with you, man, raising those
kids.
Not
a problem. You guys have a wonderful day. Love everything y'all do. Thank you.
Really appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. What a good guy. Fun stories today, you guys. Thank you so much. We're Jeremy and Katie and Josh here at Denver's Mix 100.